the past few months, we've been catching up with some of the participants of the New Frontiers Phase 2 programme at the Tom Crean Centre at MTU in Tralee. Lots of budding entrepreneurs. Well, indeed, my next guest, Conor Hall of EcoStep ESG, has just completed Phase 2 of the New Frontiers programme and is now on to Phase 3 of it. And his business is called EcoStep ESG, and he joins us now in studio to talk about it. Conor, you're very welcome to the programme.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Will you tell us about the business?
Yeah, so EcoStep ESG is a sustainability risk management and reporting platform that I've developed, and it's really trying to aim to help businesses to really, really track their sustainability from all aspects of sustainability, whether it be from environmental factors, social factors, or governance within the actual running of the business. So the business is mostly based on the back of like these EU regulations that have come through. The first one is primarily the Corporate Social Reporting Directive, which really aims to bring non-financial factors in a business into the reporting stream, along with financial kind of reporting directives as well. So this is essentially aims to make these environmental, social, and governance issues reported on the same level as your financial records, and they will be audited and they will be really like scrutinized, and they're to be made public.
Okay, so I suppose it's a whole new area. I know maybe corporates have been aware that these are coming down the line, but it's a whole new area, and you know, they will have to build maybe new teams. So this platform that you've developed then makes it easier for them basically to implement this.
Yeah, exactly. Like, who I've been talking to so far, like a lot of them are aware of this. A lot of them like really, really do passionately want to implement this into their business, particularly those who are quite outwardly looking and work with consumers, work with investors. But the skill set is something that they do lack sometimes, or even just the sheer overhead that they have to pull into their business and really like pull this data together, refine it and process it, and then put it out into a report form. And like, this is really something that they struggle with. That is the genesis of where the business came from, was kind of identifying that issue. Yeah, like obviously some businesses do have the capacity, i.e. the funds, to build sustainability management teams, have really like tried to capture that within the business, but others don't, and it falls to somebody else within the business. And this really helps both kind of sides of the aisle, whether it's the people that, you know, do have the sustainability management team, but that team doesn't necessarily have the tools to really effectively centralize that data and report it very publicly and very transparently within the business and outside of the business, as well as businesses that don't necessarily have the skill set but want to have some sort of functionality within their own business to actually report these as well.
How does it work then? It's software, I presume?
Yeah. So it's a software platform that essentially like takes in multiple data streams, everything from your environmental, let's just say your waste disposal, your utility usage, everything through to like your social factors, such as what is your gender equality? Is there like a gender pay gap within your business? And what is the diversity within the business as well? And it takes in all those factors. Essentially, it does like some kind of reporting and data analysis, which are kind of modeled on frameworks that are already there. So there's actually frameworks that are outlined that a lot of these businesses need to adhere to. And my software actually has those frameworks built in, and it allows them to kind of get those reports through those standardized frameworks so that it actually comes out in a form that they are able to kind of report to their regulator, report out publicly, or report to their like stakeholders or investors.
Okay. And I suppose, how did you devise this concept? How did you get into this area?
Yeah, so I have a career in fintech. So I started out in GRI America, where I started out as a software engineer. I moved my way up into kind of the more producty space. Like, I was a technical business analyst, where I ran most of the kind of product management as well as project management for development. And while I was working there, I really got a passion for software. I got a really big passion for kind of delivering software and delivering value to the customer. It was within that kind of space that you kind of hear of the bank bringing in these funds, their ESG funds. They're really there to like improve sustainability and invest in green goals and like green projects. And that was the first time that I came across ESG in finance. So that was always something that I was quite curious about. When the pandemic happened, I had a lot of free time, like many people. So I decided to do a master's part-time while I was working in fintech. So I actually did my master's in the Munster Technological University in fintech innovation. And their kind of ESG and sustainability in fintech was really kind of a big theme that I brought through the masters. What I kind of found was that there's actually quite a lot of greenwashing going on. It's not just a unique problem to fintech or the financial services. It's kind of across multiple business sectors. One was particularly fashion. You'd see that a lot. There will be high street brands or really prominent luxury brands that would have these reports that come out, and it's fantastic. Look, we're using recycled materials, but they don't report on the absolute metric tons of goods that are unsold that they burn, or the factories that they use that are in countries that don't have as developed infrastructure and are mostly using coal or gas, where their offices actually have, you know, like solar panel and all this kind of stuff. So there is a lot of greenwashing that's going on. I just really, really wanted to study it. I really, really wanted to see what like makes it tick. Well, why do they do it? What ways do they actually get around it? Like why are they doing this? Through that, I actually saw that there was immense effort to counter it. That was exactly what I wanted to do. Like, I wanted to understand why they do it, how they do it, and try to actually make them stop, essentially, because like this is our future. Like, and sustainability ensures that our systems actually work going into the future. So I came up with this kind of study where I looked at essentially like what does the kind of framework look like at the moment for reporting and what things are changing. And I came across these regulations that are coming down from the EU, and then I thought, well, how are they actually being applied? And through that, through kind of talking to people, I began to understand that some of these kind of greenwashing is because of a lack of standardization. Some of this greenwashing is actually enabled through a lack of skill set. And some of this is just a lack of regulation at the time anyway. So seeing all this kind of coming down and seeing the skills gap and the technology gap, I looked at the application of technology to kind of assist with the reporting of sustainable finance and kind of like really, really measuring ESG impacts in the business. And I actually came up with a platform through my studies, and or at least a potential like plan or implementation for one. And from there, I just kind of thought, well, look, I've come across this. I know quite a bit about it. Like, why not just give it a go? So I looked at my options. Enterprise Ireland was there to kind of help me along the way. So that's kind of how it came about anyway.
You started then with the New Frontiers Phase 2 programme. Was that where you started initially?
I actually started with the MTU's Student Inc programme. Student Inc is open to students that are registered within a set number of colleges. It essentially gives them a platform where they're able to explore the business idea and really see if there's a way of commercialising it. So Student Inc provides €4,000 of stipend over June, July and August. It provides you with an office, it provides you with mentoring, and it provides you with, you know, workshops and classes that really allow you to build out certain areas of the business. I call it a diet, New Frontiers. That was really where I kind of validated the idea. That was where I kind of thought, like, well, there actually is something here that I can commercialize and that I believe that I can actually bring forward. Through that and through the kind of connections that I made, I decided to apply for New Frontiers Phase 2, and I managed to get it. And New Frontiers really, really took my business to the next level. It was no longer just a concept with a little prototype and a plan for commercialization. It was really like bulking that out, like being investor ready, you know, having a business plan, having like that really like built out business behind you that you can bring forward. It was tough. Like, it was real, real slog. I do come from a technical background, but not quite businessy. So this really did like enable me with the skills to actually build out the business, like bring the business forward to the point where now I've progressed the business beyond just a concept and an idea and an identification of a problem through to where I actually have a platform where I'm eagerly and very much like actively working with business stakeholders to deliver them value through the product.
Okay, fantastic. So yeah, phase two then is 6 months, and as you say, it's a tough time. All right, yeah. 6 months is very intensive, but it gets you to a point where I suppose your business is investor ready. You've actually made it onto phase three. Only a few businesses make it onto that. So that's I suppose a busy time now ahead. For it's a shorter period though, isn't it?
Yeah. So phase three is essentially an extension of the supports, and very few of us actually make it through. And it's designed that way to essentially help businesses that they deem as high potential startup to really roll out their business and roll out the plan that they have devised throughout phase two. So I've been fortunate enough to have been kind of selected for phase three. Over the next kind of couple of or 3 months, the main focus is really like, how am I going to roll this out? Like, how am I actually going to essentially like deliver this to the customer? And it's a more focused, more one-to-one training. It's more focused on one-to-one kind of mentoring as to how are you actually going to roll this out. So it's gone beyond idea stage, such as what I explored in Student Inc. It's gone beyond the actual like planning and implementation kind of phase from phase two, and it's gone right out into actually rolling it out into customer segments, to customers that I can actually bring value to. So it's a really exciting time for me. It's fantastic over the last year seeing like this business come from concept stage, rolling it right through the MTU, Student Inc, and New Frontiers, and Enterprise Ireland has been there all the way.
And I suppose talk to us then about the type of businesses you'd be targeting. I know there's specific directives from the EU, and maybe they're aimed at maybe larger corporates, but I know a lot of businesses, you know, are very mindful of sustainability and they really want to play their part. So would you be targeting businesses of all sizes and in all sectors?
So the kind of primary customer segment that I'm targeting at the moment is mostly medium to SME real estate investment businesses that are kind of publicly traded. So obviously there are regulations that are applied to larger corporations, especially within the financial sector, such as SFDR. But this corporate social reporting directive really, really applies to almost every single business. At the moment, it applies to businesses that are over 250 employees with assets of 20 million or more, annual turnover of over 40 million euros. However, there is a gradual rollout over the next couple of years that will kind of encompass more and more businesses under this regulation. So though I am targeting real estate investment industry at the moment, there is capacity for me to actually target more businesses as they kind of fall under this umbrella.
Okay, and looking ahead then, maybe I know New Frontiers is all about planning ahead. So say maybe if we looked at 5 years' time, where would you like to see EcoStep at that point?
Yeah, I have a massively ambitious kind of drive within me to really like bring this, essentially combating greenwashing is my own agenda, to the forefront and really bring this forward. So I'm really passionately and ambitiously driven to bring this product forward, to really like kind of make as much of an impact that I personally can, and make as much of an impact that my business can. Because at the end of the day, like, this is our future. We are already seeing the impacts of climate change, poor kind of social responsibility on the part of businesses, as well as kind of a sheer lack of, you know, transparency within these businesses as well. And luckily they are being targeted, but there's still a lot more to do. So in 5 years, I essentially want to build this business into quite a large tech business. I really want it to be homegrown, Irish, Kerry if possible, because there's amazing talent here in Ireland. There is amazing drive to really bring an impact on the global stage, and we see that already with a lot of Irish tech businesses, and I would like to be among them. Personally, I do have a massive kind of investment and personal passion to drive the business forward and really bring an impact to our overall sustainability kind of well-being. And because of that, like, in 5 years, I would love to see that the business has grown to kind of encapsulate more customer segments, to encapsulate more of the market segment, and to really bring value to any of the businesses that want to either improve their sustainability or kind of just want to show that they are doing good within the community and the wider global playing field. As well as that, obviously EcoStep ESG at the moment is a software platform, but it would be fantastic to kind of widen that scope and go beyond just a tech platform and really kind of bring a lot of more offerings to the table. So it really is about just business expansion, making an impact, and really, really fulfilling my own personal passion for bringing technology innovation to deliver a sustainable future for ourselves.
Is it something that you could see maybe expanding to other countries? I know a lot of the regulations you were talking about are European ones, so obviously they could apply to in other European countries as well, and I'm sure the regulations could be changed within the platform as well. Is that something you're thinking about?
Yeah, exactly. Like, obviously Europe is a massive market, and when it comes to regulatory point of view, we are massively innovative in that space. Like, we are very much a leader in that space. But there are obviously countries and regions that are falling very closely behind or even on par with us, such as the UK, the United States, and many other kind of countries and regions. So I would expect, or at least to hope, to expand the business into those areas as well. There are obviously quite a bit of competition within the ESG reporting space within those regions. But if we make enough of an impact within the European space and really like bring value to customers here, I'm more than sure that we will actually be able to deliver that value to other businesses in other regions around the world as well.
Well, it certainly sounds like there's big plans for EcoStep ESG in the years ahead. And before we finish up, Conor, if there's someone listening who is interested in the product or interested in making contact with yourself, what's the best way to do so?
Yeah, so I'm pretty active on LinkedIn. Feel free to reach out to me on that. If you resonate with anything that I say or resonate with anything that I'm doing or even what I'm doing with the business, absolutely feel free to reach out to me on LinkedIn, or alternatively my email is connorhall@ecostepesg.com.
Okay, Conor, look, thanks so much for coming in studio, and the very best of luck in the future with the business.
Brilliant, thank you very much.